process optimization, AI analyzes production data, improving the workflow and minimizing the downtime. We've already seen that how it can help you to prioritize the production of products which you have got firm orders or for which you do not have enough inventory against the orders that you have in the system. So it will always prioritize this. If there are products which are on order, but you have got adequate inventory, etc., this will not be prioritized. And the beauty of using AI is because when you have high complexity, it's difficult to manually manage these processes. Even sometimes with ERP systems, it's difficult. So this is where AI comes in handy. Improving workflow, so it can also help you to identify the most optimum workflow for the material. Sometimes the workflows need not be very hard and fast. You can always interchange the sequence of the operations. And by looking at the availability of the equipment, etc., it will help you to optimize the total usage and ensure minimum downtime. So minimizing downtime. Quality control. Computer vision systems detect defects in real time, ensuring consistency. And as we said, it's not necessarily computer vision. It can be also measurement systems which are automated, which will check the dimensions of the components, etc., or for the key parameters in real time. So as soon as the machining is done or as soon as the process is completed, it will actually assess the quality of the material. One of the example is in printing. You have 5, 6, and 7 color printing, and all the colors have to be printed in perfect registration. If they are not, the pitch quality will be far from perfect. So here there is continuous monitoring, and here the visual system comes into play. It will make corrections. So whichever color is going out of sync, and it may be going out of sync by microns, but the system will detect it before it actually becomes noticeable. And thus, it will prevent a defect from happening. Resource allocation. So AI optimizes labor, material, and machinery. We have already seen this. Energy management. AI-driven monitoring reduces cost and improves efficiency. So how does it do it? Energy can be in the form of the process. It can be in the form of movement of material within the shop floor. It can be even, in terms of transporting the material. So even the batch size, etc., in terms of the setup cost or setup time, etc. So this is how it can improve your efficiencies. Example, predictive maintenance forecast, equipment failures. So predictive maintenance will actually tell you when equipment is going to fail, and it will give you adequate alarm or caution so that you can actually schedule maintenance for it before there is an actual failure, thus preventing any outages or breakdowns which will disrupt your production planning. Increased efficiency. So these are the benefits of AI in operations. Automation streamlines workflow and enhances productivity. We have already seen this, how it does this. Reduces the cost. So AI minimizes waste. Waste in the form of defective components, even sometimes in the form of waste of the raw material. Labor inefficiencies, so that, the labor are not, sitting idle because of availability of products, etc. So it ensures that your key resources, which could be, all the critical machines, your labor, etc., are fully utilized. And that is how, you are able to economize or optimize your cost and downtime, as we have seen with the predictive maintenance. Agility in the market adoption. So AI-powered forecasting adjusts operations to shifting trends. One of the biggest benefit of AI is in the forecasting or demand planning. And it's basically making a major impact on your operations, because your inventory management and everything, it depends on the accuracy of the forecast. If your forecast is not accurate, you will be wrong, and you will either end up with excess inventory or you will end up with stock out. So agility, quick response to the market conditions or the market changes. So if you have an order, it will immediately take it into account. It will assess whether there is adequate stock of raw materials, adequate stock of the finished product, and how quickly it can actually replenish these stocks in this system. Improved customer experience. So AI-driven services enhancements boost satisfaction. And we have seen this, you know, because it basically, reduces the lead time, it improves the quality, and reduces the cost, which means that you are able to offer the products at the most competitive rates. And this is how it boosts the satisfaction. Also, better quality means less returns, which means that, again, there is no reverse logistics, which is actually a drain on the company's resources. Enhanced risk management. AI helps anticipate disruptions and mitigate risks proactively. So we have seen that the risks can be internal due to breakdown of equipment, etc., non-availability of material, non-receipt of material from a vendor, etc., and also external factors. So let us say that there is some warlike situation, or there is a sudden blockade of a certain shipping route, which is going to actually result in longer transit times. So all these can be anticipated, can be factored by the AI, and it can actually drive decisions based on these developments. AI adoption ensures businesses remain resilient, competitive, and future ready. Resilient because whatever happens, the systems continue to run at a very optimum rate. Your crucial and key resources are being fully utilized. So in doing so, disturbances or disruptions to the business are kept to a minimum. It also makes you very competitive, as we saw, because of the shorter lead times, better quality, better price, low cost. So, and it also keeps your business future ready. Coming to artificial intelligence in supply chain management. So supply chain management is the backbone of modern business operations, which we all know. It coordinates procurement, production, inventory, and distribution. So like we say, supply chain management is basically cradle to grave. Now, although we normally don't look at it that way, but yes, from the cradle, that means right from the time the raw material is sourced till the time the final product reaches the customer. So this is actually the responsibility of the supply chain. And it includes sourcing, storage of the material, quality control or quality assurance, the operations management. And once the operations is again completed, then the inventory management, which is basically warehousing. And the last part is the logistics. So all this is part of the supply chain. In a globalized and increasingly complex business environment, traditional supply chain models face challenges such as demand volatility, supply disruptions, and pressure for faster delivery. So we have seen this, that, you know, with the complexity going up, with number of models today, even if you look at a car, a single model of a car has got at least 4 or 5 variants, maybe more in some cases. Plus you have variations in terms of colors, etc. So the complexity is growing. Demand volatility, because no longer the demand. I mean, there was a time when we had license Raj in India where the demand used to be fixed There used to be orders for, a couple of years in the system. And a company could supply material based on their production capacity. So if they could produce, let's say, 10,000 cars per month, then they could sell 10,000 cars. And whatever they produced could be sold. Today, that's not the case. Today, we are in a free market. And today, the market is very, very volatile. So also, depending on the competition activities, etc., you may find that your demand can actually increase or decrease. It also depends on many other factors, like what is the inflation in the market. If there is a recession, there will be a drop in demand. If there is a major layoff, etc., happening across the industry, you'll find there'll be a drop in demand. Supply disruptions. So we have seen that even global supply chains are disrupted. We have seen the case with COVID. We have also seen cases with, current situation where, there are wars happening, because of which there are certain shipping routes which are not available. There could be other calamities, natural calamities, etc., which also causes supply disruptions. And there is always a pressure for faster delivery. Imagine there was a time we were talking of e-commerce. Today we are talking quick commerce, where people deliver goods to be delivered within minutes, not days. So this increasing complexity requires that we adopt AI in supply chain management. So what does AI do? AI enhances visibility, agility, and resilience. And we have seen how it does this. So it addresses the challenges like demand volatility, supply disruptions, and fast delivery pressures in an increasingly globalized market. How it does that? Demand volatility, it will be very agile. So it will quickly change the planning to ensure that the product which is in demand and which probably you don't have adequate stocks will be made available. Supply disruptions, it will immediately point to vendors who can fulfill those requirements which are going to be affected, or change your production schedules so that your production processes do not go idle, and faster delivery. So it basically ensures there is minimum waiting time during the entire supply chain, right from the raw material procurement to the time you deliver the goods to the end customer. So I'm not saying deliver it to the warehouse, but to the end customer. So this is how AI can help. So how AI transforms supply chain management? AI brings predictive, prescriptive, and autonomous capabilities. So predictive means it can predict, disruptions. Prescriptive, because it will prescribe and tell you what you need to do. And autonomous, because in many areas, you can automate the process. Like, for example, the system, whenever you receive a fresh order and you find that there is certain raw material which is going to be short, it automatically releases a purchase order on the vendor, on the chosen vendor, based on the price, on the delivery performance, on the quality performance, etc. So by doing all this, it improves the operational efficiency and strategic decision making. The next one, demand forecasting. AI analyzes historical trends, market dynamics, and external factors for accurate predictions. So demand forecasting in the past used to be done using historical trends, seasonal trends, to some extent market dynamics. This was largely, in many cases, also with human intervention. Like some experts, etc., would sit and say that, okay, I think the demand is going to be a little higher or it's going to be a little lower. Today, AI has taken over this function. It basically, based on the machine learning and the large amount of data which is available to it, it will analyze and it will tell you what the trends look like. And it is not just inward looking. It also looks at market dynamics. It looks at what the competition is doing, what price the competition is selling. And based on this, it will make predictions. And mind you, that these predictions are much more accurate. They are using very advanced algorithms, which take into account numerous factors, you know, and these factors are basically not, just taken from thin air, but they are actually picked up from the patterns that AI studies, you know, from the large data, both the structured data and the non-structured data. Structured data is, you know, your sales data, etc. The non-structured data will be the market information, like the competition activities, etc. Inventory optimization, automated systems adjust stock levels dynamically, minimizing waste. So once you have an accurate demand forecasting, it's very easy to manage your inventory. Imagine if you had a 100% accurate forecast, you could actually operate with minimum inventory. For example, I always give this example that you have a material which has got a 2 month lead time, and your requirement is, let's say, 300 tons per month. What is the kind of a safety stock that you will hold? Safety stock depends on what is the variability in your consumption and variability in your lead time. So let us say that you say the lead time is 2 months, but sometimes it can become 2.5 months. Sometimes it can become, 45 days. Now, if it becomes 2.5 months, you will need to factor that, and you will have to keep some additional inventory, which is the safety stock. Same is the case with your consumption. Instead of 300 tons, suppose your consumption becomes 400 tons, what happens? So what you're doing is you are keeping higher inventory. But if your forecast is accurate and your delivery times, the lead times are accurate, then you don't need to have a very significant safety stock. This is exactly the case with inventory optimization. So once you have an accurate demand forecast, then you can optimize your inventory. And when we say optimize inventory, it is not simply the inventory at the raw material stage or the inventory at the finished product stage. It is inventory throughout your system. So it is the inventory at the supplier, the inventory at your warehouse, the raw material inventory, the finished product inventory in your warehouse, the finished product inventory with your dealer distributors, and of course your retailers. So this is how it can transform, AI can transform supply chain. Supply relationship management. So artificial intelligence evaluates supplier performance and assesses the risk. So it basically, you know, based on the actual performance, will tell you how reliable is your supplier. Does he deliver material on time? What is the kind of capability he has? Suppose you today have a sudden surge in requirement. Will he be able to meet that entire requirement? What is the quality track record? What percentage of his goods are defective? Or how reliable is his quality? So the system studying actual past data without human intervention can actually help you assess the performance of the suppliers. Risk management, we've already seen this. AI monitors global events and predicts disruptions, enabling proactive mitigation. So we had already talked about the internal risk in terms of breakdown, non-availability of material, non-arrival of raw material. But also we have seen here that it can also look at the global events in terms of war-like situation, epidemics, pandemics, and conflicts. So what are the strategic benefits of AI in supply chain management? AI-driven supply chains offer multiple advantages, and what are those? So faster, more accurate demand forecasting, reducing stockouts and overstocking. So we saw this, that if the forecast is accurate, your inventory, you can manage it more efficiently, which basically will lead you to a situation where neither you will stock out nor you will have a overstocking. You will be also optimizing your working capital. Improved inventory turnover. So you will have a faster turnover of inventory. So there are many companies, you know, where they bring in the raw material and the raw material is lying for 2 months before it is actually issued to operations or production. So naturally, if it takes 2 months, you know, for you to, let's say, convert the product, the raw material into a finished product, then your inventory turns is going to be 6 in a year. But suppose you can do that in 1 week, you can imagine your inventory turns becomes 52 in a year. And this is the whole game, that how you can, you know, with minimum inventory, maximize your output, optimize supplier relationship. So AI-driven risk assessment improves vendor selection. So even if you are paying slightly higher to a vendor who's more reliable, who provides you a quality material with minimum defects or with no defects, etc., then it makes more sense, because ultimately any defective component which goes into your product is going to someday result in a warranty claim, etc. Enhance customer satisfaction. So AI ensures on-time deliveries, fewer delays, and real-time tracking. On-time delivery, so whatever you committed, could be the competition is committing a delivery of 3 weeks, and maybe you are delivering in 2 weeks. So that's going to be customer satisfaction. Fewer delays, so there'll be no delays because your systems are being used to the fullest in the most optimum way, and real-time tracking. So you know where the products are, and there are corrective actions being taken whenever there is any disruptions. AI-driven automation in supply chain. So AI streamlines manual tasks, boosting efficiency across supply chain. So we have seen artificial intelligence basically takes away the manual tasks. Be it the planning activities, scheduling activities, etc., or it could be even the execution activities. It basically takes away the manual tasks and makes them more efficient. So some of the things that we've already seen, let's look at it again. So one is order processing and invoice automation. It reduces administrative workload. So we saw that in the traditional system, if you had a PDF, purchase order from a customer, or physical purchase order, somebody had to actually punch in this information. And this is going to take time because, you know, from the time you get the purchase order till the time it is actually entered in your system, it could take probably a few hours or maybe a day. With AI, this happens instantaneously. AI-powered procurement, so automated supplier evaluation and negotiations. So even systems can evaluate the supplier performance, as we have seen, and it can even place orders and even do the negotiation part. So, you know, wherever you have huge quantities, etc., it may try and negotiate a better commercial terms. Intelligent supply chain visibility. AI integrates data from multiple sources for transparent real-time insights. So just like in ERP system, where you always have a real-time insight, here too, you have a real-time information. So your information is up to date till the last second. And this all gives you up-to-date information with no lag. Companies that effectively integrate AI gain a competitive edge, ensuring resilience, cost efficiency, and adaptability in an unpredictable global market. Adaptability is basically any change of product mix. Like, for example, suddenly you find that one of the product is doing extremely well, and it has started selling in huge numbers. And there is another product which was actually a fast-moving product, which is now slowing down. It will help you to adapt in both the cases by ensuring that you do not land up with excess inventory or with low inventories or stockouts by proactively and agile planning. So this is how supply chain will, or AI in supply chain helps you. So AI-driven automation in supply chain. So you have the data inputs. So you have the historical sales, market trends, IoT data, Internet of Things, and global events. So some of these are structured like historical sales, market trends. Market trends again is external. IoT data will be still internal. It could be point of sales data, etc. And global events. So what is happening globally? Shortage of certain equipment, etc. Like we saw some time back, there was a shortage of microprocessor chips because of which automobile production was suffering. Today, EV vehicles are suffering because of certain rare earth metals which are used in making permanent magnets. So these kind of global events can also disrupt your operations. So the data input will have both these, the external developments which are happening globally, as well as the internal processes. AI processing, so machine learning, demand forecasting, optimization, algorithms, inventory, natural language processing, mainly from supplier, mainly not from supplier, because suppliers are still, many a times, in terms of the quotations, etc., or the offers they give, they can be in terms of a physical document or a PDF document, etc., but also in terms of purchase order. So AI does the processing part for all these kind of things. And machine learning is from the huge data bank that it has, it draws inferences from there. And the output will be the accurate predictions, optimized inventory, and proactive risk plans. Most important here is, of course, the demand forecasting. Coming to the third part, which is artificial intelligence in logistics. So logistics is a critical component of global supply chain, as we have all seen. Logistics covers right from the raw material reaching the site or the facility, and thereafter the finished product being distributed to the warehouses, and from there down to the retailers. So logistics is responsible for transportation, storage, and distribution of goods. Storage also, warehousing, is part of the logistics function. So with increasing demand for speed, efficiency, and transparency, AI is revolutionizing logistics by introducing automation, predictive analytics, and real-time insights to enhance operational performance and customer satisfaction. We will see how this happens. The significance of AI in logistics lies in its ability to transform traditional processes into smart, automated, and adaptive systems. So basically, these systems haven't changed. That even earlier, we used to have suppliers, the material being supplied, being warehoused, QA processes being conducted, material being issued to the processes. And once the finished goods were ready, they were again stored in a warehouse, issued for further distribution, and from there again distributed to the retailer. Basic system remains the same, but the way you perform them and the speed with which you perform them is what has differed.